20th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. What's the problem with the police pursuit law adopted by Democrats in 2021?
Makes it harder, more difficult, and less likely that police are able to pursue someone who has committed a crime. And what we've seen as a result is a significant rise in the number of folks fleeing after committing a crime. We've seen a huge increase in stolen vehicles. And what's not as obvious is all the stories that go into those missed opportunities to pursue and apprehend folks who are committing crime. We have very heart-wrenching stories of a young girl who was walking with her friend in Pierce County who was struck by someone who had fled the police a few days earlier. Had they been able to pursue, they would have apprehended that person, and he would not have struck and killed this young girl in Pierce County. Very heart-wrenching. And this is just one example. There's example after example of this doing harm in communities across our state. We should not stand by and let this continue.
What's being done to address this?
The Democratic majority that passed this anti-police, anti-pursuit bill in 2021, they refused to admit they're wrong. They refused to acknowledge that this is part of the massive increase in crime we've seen around our state. So instead of fixing it, they have graciously agreed to study it for a couple years and then maybe come back and fix it. And the problem with that is people continue to get hurt. They didn't study it when they changed it in 2021. They just changed it. People got hurt. Now, instead of fixing their mistake, they want to study it for a couple more years, hoping this problem magically fixes itself. That is foolishness that we think that's going to happen.
The chair of the Law and Justice Committee wouldn't even allow a hearing on a bill that would fix the pursuit law, but she did hold hearings on bills to deal with the Supreme Court decision that essentially legalized hard drug possession, right?
When it comes to pursuit, we were very frustrated by the continued refusal of the chair of Law and Justice to even hear the bill. On the other side, on the Blake decision that basically legalized hard drugs, we're making progress in the way it should be. The committee heard all four bills related to the Blake decision. They allowed the public to comment on them, and then they moved one of the bills out of committee, and it's kind of a middle-of-the-road bill that will give us the ability to look at it in the next step and debate it and amend it and refine it on the floor before it goes over to the House. That's the right way to do things. We should do the same thing for the pursuit bill.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.